brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jessica Myers. She's from Garmin. And there's been some news lately about the possibility that GPS signals could be jammed by a new 4G network being proposed by a company called LightSquared. Jessica, can you lay out what the concerns are and what the possible solutions might be for all of this?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me, for starters. And the concern is that the LightSquared signal and the GPS signal are not the same, that they are adjacent to each other. And because the GPS signal, just by its very nature, is a very quiet signal, you can kind of equate it to whispering in a loud room. You can hear it when you are paying attention and if it's a quiet room, but when that room becomes noisy because of other interference or other conversations, then it's very difficult to hear that whisper. LightSquared, in that analogy, would be compared to the noisy room. Once all of that noise is around, it's next to impossible to hear the GPS signal, if at all possible. And because of that, it overloads the GPS receiver, and it makes it so that you cannot get low-level GPS signals. Now, since LightSquared is basically a cell phone type of a signal, this primarily would affect aircraft or things that are on the ground rather than flying at, let's say, 3,000, 5,000 feet, because as we all know, as you increase altitude, you're going to lose your cell phone coverage more often than not. And so similarly, when you are on the ground in your aircraft, let's say doing a run-up or maybe on approach, that is when you would notice the possible interference from the LightSquared signal as compared to just normal flying at 5,000 feet.
Okay, now just for background, LightSquared is planning 40,000 high-powered transmitters on the ground. Now, presumably, these are going to be near cities. So it strikes me that when you need your GPS the most is when you're on a GPS approach or you're looking for an airport and you're close to the ground and hunting for it. What are Garmin's concerns about how this is going to affect people flying?
Sure. Well, it absolutely is a concern. And so Garmin has submitted a white paper to the FCC outlining our test that we've done at the public white paper. You can find it online. But outlining the test that we've done and what we've seen with these high-power transmitters when they are being operated adjacent to Garmin GPS devices or other GPS devices. So we believe that it will lead to severe GPS jamming, and it will deny GPS service over vast areas of the United States. Now, as things stand right now, the FCC has given a conditional waiver to LightSquared so that it can move forward as long as they can prove that it doesn't hinder GPS. We're still waiting for the outcome of the test and such that LightSquared is doing, but our studies right now would indicate that the two systems are not compatible, and it's going to be very difficult to overcome this so that individuals can continue to rely upon the GPS that has been around for quite some time now.
Well, what LightSquared is saying or suggesting is that it may be up to GPS owners to take action, that the devices need to be filtered. What's involved with that?
So to our knowledge, there is no precedent technology filter that's a practical solution to filtering LightSquared noise to keep it away from the GPS receiver. The practical part of that has to do with size and cost. Estimates would indicate that it might be possible to construct a filter with present technology, but it would be a very large filter, and it would also be extremely expensive and very cost prohibitive to an individual or possibly even, you know, larger entities. And so although there could possibly be the capability to create and invent those filters, just the way things are with cost and size and technology, they're not practical solutions whatsoever.
the ball is in LightSquared's court. They have to go out and test all of these devices to see if they're actually interfered with. I assume Garmin's taking part in those tests, and we'll know fairly soon how all that works, right?
Correct. We're monitoring their tests extremely closely, and of course, being able to provide our customers with the most reliable product is our primary concern. Of course, especially in the aviation industry, as well as other industries that we serve, marine and outdoor and fitness and automobiles. We want customers to have reliable devices, and up to this point in time, GPS has provided that, and we plan on keeping it that way in the future as well.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time today, Jessica. Russ Niles reporting for Avweb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.